Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Well, hello, how are you guys doing? Welcome over to the channel. Hey, we got Delete Me is going to be the sponsor of this episode. We have some stuff moving on the southern side of Ukraine. I know a lot of you guys and gals out there, from what I was told, I don't read the comments because they give me eye cancer. So yeah. I decided not to do that. I haven't done it in a while. He reads through them. So if you guys want to comment down below any hatred stuff about me, you're more than welcome to, because I won't see it, but he will see it.
I see it all the time, and I've been going back and forth with a couple of you guys over the last couple of days, because and we're going to cover it today.
See, that's why I don't like doing it. I don't like going back.
We're
going
to talk about the Budapest Memorandum, because everybody seems to think that the Budapest Memorandum is some sort of requirement for the United States, or you know, the UK, or Russia, or little beknownst to a lot of people, Northern Ireland. Right?
To somehow
support Ukraine. That's not what it says. We're going to go over that here in a little bit to talk to you guys. I know some of you guys in the comment section actually did come back and you were like, hey, my bad. I never read the six paragraphs. I guess I was also fell for disinformation. It happens to everybody and it's out there. That's why we're going to reach the source, show you guys it's there.
It's good. And I don't know what you have going on the back screen. I guess it's us.
Well, there was a bunch of people complaining, like, dude, it's so distracting. Like, my wife's got ADHD, and she was like, what is going on?
I love the back
screen. So it was driving her nuts.
Okay.
So I just decided to throw up, you know.
All right, there it is. Yeah, there's
speak the truth. It's our channel.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, that's what it is. I hope you guys are enjoying yourself. We're going to I do want to bring up something before getting to Ukraine. So Speaker of the House is going to end up being going to be Donald Trump.
Oh, come on.
Let's be real.
Trump already said he doesn't want it. It's not going to happen.
That would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
Imagine the trolling session.
Oh, it would be so bad because the Dems voted out, like, by and large, like 100% across the board voted out the old speaker. And so if Trump comes in now, like, that's bad. But they do need bipartisan support to get somebody in.
I just thought it was hilarious. I'm sorry. I just thought it was... Some people are putting him up to be it. Imagine him being number three.
Oh, it'd be wild.
It'd be behind. Oh, my God.
It'd be wild.
Imagine.
But there's actually people that are calling for it.
People call for a lot of things.
No,
I just thought that was pretty funny.
Realistically, it's going to be some other member of the House that they're going to get up in there. And there's already, I forget the guy's name, but they're already looking at throwing somebody else in.
It's not going to be Trump. So there you guys go. Trump is not going to be the thing. So any of you guys were hoping at home, it's not going to be him.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. But maybe, you know, crazier stuff has happened. Crazier stuff has happened. Like the Ukrainian Special Forces executing a daring commando raid in Crimea.
So this actually did happen for real?
Yes.
And you know, can I just say how crazy our phones are? I just want you to know right now, everything that's tied in. So, no, hold on. Don't close that out.
Oh, my bad.
Look at down the bottom.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I wasn't searching anything inside of this room what had to do with backpacks.
But it just hurt us.
Look at that. I purchased that backpack yesterday. It is sitting on my counter. That's the one you grabbed.
I'm signed into your Gmail account, so maybe that's why I did it.
Isn't that not crazy?
It's disgusting.
And that is a perfect example of why you need to leave. I'm telling you guys. That right, this is a God-honest truth. Like, this is live. I haven't done anything on this computer what has to do with Kuyu. Kuyu makes a great product. I understand this. They're hunting products. I've been looking up backpacks. My information is literally just somehow tethered. I'm so confused.
They figured
so baffled.
It out, man. They got you. They got you. They got your number.
God.
They got your number, bro.
Look at that. Anyway, go ahead and do your thing. Special Forces execute daring commando raid inside of Crimea.
Yeah, so I went and I watched a whole like 25-minute video by
was
the Kiev Independent this morning. No.
How good was it?
It wasn't.
So you wasted 25 minutes of your life?
I did, and that happens when I'm doing research. I don't think people understand the amount of research that actually goes into this, you know? And it was a 25-minute video by the Kiev Independent that kind of, like, cued me off to this whole deal. But as we go into this, there's not a lot of information about what exactly happened. All right, so what we do know is the Ukrainian Special Forces launched a amphibious assault onto mainland Crimea. They went over, hit the beach, planted a flag. Now, what they're saying is that they killed, one, a bunch of Russians, but also a member of the SF unit was also injured as well. Well, here we go. At least 30 Russian invaders in October.
So 30 of them were killed.
Yep.
When did this take place?
Last night.
So last night, They made a daring...
August 24th, involving combat operations at 5 a.m. or later. So I guess it was yesterday morning, excuse me.
So they what kind of boats do they go across? Little...
Rib boats.
Okay.
Rigid inflatable boats.
Yeah. Well, I guess you got to say it out loud because everybody doesn't know what that is.
Yeah.
They're big...
These boats right here.
Big rubber boat looking things.
Yep.
Big black rubber boats.
Yep. And you can put on the back of them, I mean, you put outboard motors and things like that. If you don't want them to do crazy. That, you could paddle them.
They're actually really expensive.
Are they really?
Very expensive boats, yes.
Huh. There's not that much to them, man. But they're heavy as hell, though.
Yeah, but you can't... The reason why they're so expensive, my buddy bought one from the Coast Guard. They're very expensive. You can't, like, penetrate them. Like, they're, like, almost...
They're super strong.
They're strong. I'm not gonna say they're stab proof, but you know they're made to. They're strong.
Yeah.
He's got one. He's got a crazy one. Like the seats inside of his have like how do I want to put it? They got a like when he take is meant to take like massive waves, so the seat goes. Wow. Like it like it's pretty crazy. Those rib boats are nuts. Now those ones aren't gonna have that. They're gonna be laying on the side of it and
yeah.
But I don't know. Just they're not gonna have cool seats. They're gonna be holding onto a rope.
Oh, they might.
But you know what I mean. I don't know.
Yeah.
Rib boats are awesome.
Yeah. So, that's what they ended up doing there and verified by a couple different Ukrainian sources. But on top of coming out next is Ukraine hit Russia's most treasured air defense system on its own soil. So this took place. Do you have the map pulled up?
Yeah.
I do.
Pulled up, yeah.
Or do you have the screen pulled up?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So this actually took place outside of Belgrade, which if you look at the Russian occupied territory, there's Ukraine. That's what Russia occupies. This actually took place on Russian soil, which is pretty.
Yeah, it's going to be north of awesome. Kharkiv. Belgorod's going to be one of those big areas. So
it wasn't necessarily in the city. It was supposedly outside, but it's a big air defense system. And Ukraine is going back and forth for how much money it actually costs. And Ukraine's saying that they destroyed it. Russia's like, meh. We shot down a bunch of drones last night. No idea how it really ended up happening. But if we go and we pull up the article and we look at it and start scrolling through, using multiple strike drones, it SBU damaged a Russian S-400 Triumph anti-air system on Wednesday. The SBU source did not elaborate on the extent of damage done, though Reuters reported that the system radar was affected. The attack occurred at nighttime inside mainland Russia near the southwestern city of Belgorod.
So is this shaping operations? What's the point of this?
Air defense system. So taking it out, I mean, they had to launch. Where is it at? Now, Ukraine didn't come flat out and say how many they launched, but I saw right here, Russia's defense ministry said on Wednesday that it downed 31 drones launched over the regions of Belgorod.
So no, the reason why I'm asking this is what's the whole point of it? Like, are we talking about?
Well, if they're taking out air defense systems, then it's giving them a hole possibly to punch more drones through, because this one in itself, they launched at least 31 that we know of. That Russia's admitting to in order to get.
I'm talking about resources spent to take out this
right. So
this thing in an area.
So Russia only holds. I want to say it's like 90.
Go back to the map real quick. Just go back to the map. I'm asking this for a reason. So you're looking at Belgorod.
Yep.
There's nothing happening in that area currently. Correct. Right. So if you're spending all the resources and sending resources in there, is that S-400? How big is the sphere that it's actually? I guess, you know what
in
I mean?
Control like, of, you know, depending on the, what do you want to say? The version of missiles and whatnot they have on there. So 380 kilometers with a ceiling of 98,000 feet.
Wow. So pretty much shoots pretty into space.
Big. Yeah. It's huge. Belgorod all the way down to, I don't know.
What do we got going on?
So there? We're still at 167 miles just to get it down, well inside the zone. If we just look where we're
okay.
At, let's orient ourselves. I mean, it's pretty, pretty substantial.
Okay, so maybe, wow. All right, so if that's the case, where's 240? Does that put them almost into the, there's no way that's 240, is it?
That's 220 miles. So it can reach all the way south.
Go back to that thing. I want to make sure I was correct, because that's pretty crazy. If that's the case, then that whole thing covers a ton more than I thought.
240 all the way down in the south.
No way.
Yep.
All right, so go back and look and make sure I was correct.
Here you are, 240. It's still got the ability to reach way down here.
I don't want to know. Will you go back and look real quick? I want to make sure that was on the right page. The distance, the actual distance. Yeah, what was it?
240 miles.
240 miles. Okay, so I was right. So you get 240 miles. Wow, that's actually a bit more than I had. When you put it onto a map, that actually makes, look at that. That's pretty nuts.
It reaches
actually.
All the way down there. I mean, we're
so it wasn't
235,
just
240, right about. There.
So it wasn't just for a chance of opportunity. It was actually pretty strategic.
It pretty much covers
it was a massive blow
over in the east.
So I will say, just so everybody's aware, that's probably that one.
Right.
But there's probably another one in the East.
And like I said, I know for a fact they had one down here, which covers pretty much the entirety of the conflict zone. So you've got,
I'm going to say there's probably another two in the East as well. You know what I mean? Because you're going to have the multiple that are like on top of each other. You know what I mean? So they don't have a gap.
Yep.
Ever. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So over here, and then they probably got some on the border.
Yeah, I mean, but they did take out that one. That's, I mean, yeah, sure. That's a little bit more significant than I would have actually thought it would have been.
That's a big deal, man.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
Well, congrats. Way to go, Ukraine. You did something halfway decent. If we were in like a massive major war right now, that wouldn't even make news. But since nothing's really gone crazy, I mean.
Yeah. Yep.
That is what it is.
There is, I'm going to show you some of the videos that are going across on Twitter, Telegram, everything else here. Great. That's going on in the siding just south, in the fighting just south of Rabotnya. And the claims right now are that they have pushed into Novoprovika.
Yeah.
If I'm saying that right.
Yeah, you got it.
So they're saying that they pushed in there. ISU is still assessing that they haven't made it in there yet, that there's still fighting going on outside. There's some videos that surfaced, and one of them I actually have pulled up here, which is right here. We'll show it in a minute. I tried to do some geolocating on it because it reportedly shows, and I've seen this a couple times for 2 days now. I haven't shared it because I tried geolocating.
Before you go into like geolocation, I want to tell everybody right now, companies all over are trying to get y'all's personal data, and they've been trying to go to the ends of the earth to do so. They're going to. Now, where I work, they want to know where my phone number is. They want to know where my family members are. They want to know my email address, my income level, the kind of car I drive, everything. It usually is something that they're really trying to go to the end of the world to get. Like, really, guys. Like, it really is endless. And it's data they want to use to sell. Do yourself a solid. Google yourself right now. Because it will scare the living crap out of you guys on how much data there is out there on you. This alone is why Delete Me is so important. We are fighting a war with the massive companies who want to use our data. And Delete Me is on our side. All you have to do is go to their website, sign up, and then tell them what to look for about you. They will be able to find out what sites had data on you and what steps are needed to be taken to have that data removed. The best part about Delete Me is they know how to get the information removed and will do whatever they can to make it happen. If they, for some reason, cannot get that data removed that they found on sites, then they will give you guys recommendations on how to get that data removed yourself. So don't go along fighting this war alone. Get Delete Me on your side. Fight back against the big companies having your information. I'm telling you guys, you want to give them a try, and it's super simple to do so. You guys are actually going to get 20% off right now with your Delete Me plan when you guys go to joindeleteme.com/truth and use promo code truth. That easy. The only way to get the 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/truth and enter the promo code TRUTH at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/truth, promo code truth. They'll be linked at the very top of the description. Go check them out. We showed you guys already in this episode that we just randomly pulled up a website. They were already had information that I was looking for something apparently, and they were trying to feed me some products. It's crazy. We showed you guys firsthand. So go check them out. They'll be linked at the very top of the description. Now, I want to see what you got going on over here with this.
All right. So, like I said, man, you know, I tried with this footage geolocating it within the town, and I can't find it, which I'm not the best at it. I'm not an expert at geolocating things, but a lot of things didn't match up in that video. So I questioned it, and I didn't put it out because I didn't find it factual. Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing it rolled across Twitter. So I did a little bit more research. ISW is saying that they haven't quite rolled into this area quite yet, and that they're still on the outskirts of the village. Now, that may be some footage from somewhere else, or maybe it very well could be in there, or it could be a small portion that I just didn't look at, right? So I'm not saying that it's not real. I'm just saying that I personally wasn't able to locate it with inside there. But what we do have is we have a couple of videos that are coming out there, and what we do know is Ukraine is pushing on it pretty hard. So here is a AFU video of the captured Russian trenches near Novopravrika. There is word today after intense AFU artillery, the Russians had to adjust their lines near the meaning that they seceded from the position to the AFU. And this is from OSINT. Let's go ahead and take a look at it. It does show you a good look inside the trenches. It looks absolutely cool. I find this one a little bit more believable based on a lot of the crap, right? When we look at this, this is what it looks like when you live inside of a trench with people outside. You're scared to stick your head up. There's crap everywhere. Clearly, there was a lot of fighting. There's open ammunition canisters, just discarded shoulder-fired rockets that they probably shot and didn't use again. There's just trash, plastic, stuff like that everywhere. And it shows them inside. Again, not able to confirm or geolocate this particular trench system itself, but it is, honestly, it looks pretty legit. How do you feel
about
that?
Look at the trees. The trees are shredded.
Everything's just been throttled.
Yeah. This is,
unpleasant to look at for them. I mean, there's a helmet, there's a shoe, there's ammo. I know we're running back through it again, but yeah, you guys can see. I mean, there's like a little hidey hole, a little sleeping hole, probably. Maybe no, that's like a that's not a sleeping hole.
Probably just shoving ammunition. Storage.
Yeah, just like a shelf.
Yeah,
yeah. That's unpleasant looking, is what it is.
Right. No, your life sucks in there. And picture like you remember the time you decided to jump out of a trench to go take a crap.
What yeah, ended up happening? I know. I understand. Trenches are like that. Right there's a good put photo for you. Look at that. All the stuff's all.
That's their home, man. That's where they're. That's what life is like for these guys. They're just hating and sucking it. Now let's get over this other video because I do think it's pretty interesting. I can't remember if there's a lot of smoke. I don't know. I might have to do some blurring of it, but we'll go ahead and play it for you guys anyways. This is, what is that? An MRAP?
That I don't want to say it's an MRAP, but it kind of looks like an MRAP. But it has a full blown turret on top.
Right. Can't do the music.
That is an MRAP. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So a little bit of blurring gonna have to take place here. But it supposedly shows Ukrainian forces rolling through the village. Now, again, I haven't confirmed it, so I don't want to tell you that's 100% what this video is. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you the information that's out there. I'm telling you what other people are saying. I tried looking up that particular building, wasn't able to locate it. Tried looking up a couple major intersections in relationship to like a river that's going to be coming up here in a minute. Wasn't able to locate it. But the maps that I'm using might be a little bit old, so you know it's very, very hard to tell.
What I find be kind of crazy is in our world there's no way that you'd be rolling around just one single MRAP.
Yeah, this was the main location because it's got so many major terrain features off of it that I was able to locate. If you guys can find it, pin it down in the comments because I would love to know where this is at.
So they have a river and a
right, so a looking at this waterway that goes through there plus this soft turn plus these you know, major road access that are coming through that lead to another one. So these are ones that should stick out on any map, right? The waterway along with these. No, I didn't see it in there. I tried, but again, could be that I'm using older maps that are not up to date, things like that, but I wasn't able to locate it. I did try.
I just find it a little strange that there's only one.
Yeah. A couple of vehicles rolling through, right?
Like, yeah, I saw two,
you would expect,
but
and that's the other reason why I sit back and I'm like, maybe not, because I would expect there still to be like residual Russian units with inside the village that would be targeting these vehicles and going after them. But they're
very strange. This is a very strange video. Play it again. I kind of want to see it. Can you play this one again?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
start. Oh yeah. Never mind. Yeah. We'll run it again. I don't know. That's a very strange video because usually, I mean, the town is throttled. All could be. And it still is getting throttled as
incoming
in there,
going in right there.
I don't know. One vehicle rolling in. There's a second one right there. What is the...
Yeah, this could be on the outskirts somewhere, though. I wasn't able to identify it. You know what I mean? Like, there's lots of other things, but...
Are we sure this isn't in... Is not in...
I didn't have enough time to go back and try to geolocate through several other villages.
Go back a second. There's an area that looks pretty familiar. I think we just ran through. Go, and it looks like that same school. That's what I'm saying. If you keep going back, right, keep going right there.
That one, you think that's the one? From,
I think that's that school. That is, maybe it's not.
Doesn't I don't think
big,
so.
No.
It had a parking lot.
Yeah, but see, there's something on the backside.
Yeah.
But that does kind of look like the same.
Yeah, there's a building I saw that looks similar to this one.
You didn't find that ever by itself?
I didn't go hunting through for both. This is supposedly down in Novoprivka.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Wrong area. But yeah. I was thinking this might have been a Roboton, not Robov. Excuse me.
Yeah, I know what you were talking about from the last one that we
did.
But yeah, again, man, like I couldn't find it. If people can find it, that's great. But right now there is just a small there's a lot of people on the interwebs that are saying that they're pushing through, that they've moved and they've taken it, or that they're pushing through, or that they have about 50% or they're holding terrain, but nobody's assessing that so far. This is the only actual video that I've seen come out, and I can't locate it anywhere within inside that town.
Okay, what else we got?
So this is what's fun. So we all know the Russians are dirty as hell, and we did find that the UN now investigation rolls out Ukrainian rockets in Olenivka prison blast. So last year, about, I want to say it was 40 Ukrainians got killed inside this prison blast. Russia claimed that it was because of U.S.-supplied HIMARS missiles, 51 Ukrainian prisoners. Deaths of at least 51 Ukrainian prisoners. So this prison system itself had a massive explosion. Russians claimed that it was HIMARS that got sent in by the Ukrainians that ended up killing. The UN did a review Now, the UN was not granted access to this prison facility to go over it. So the UN had to, what the UN had to do is they had to do interviews from people that were on the ground. They had to take like personal interviews over the phone, over video chat, everything else. And then they assessed the videos and they said, there is no way this is a HIMARS strike that this happened. So the HIMARS theory is ruled out. They're not saying that Ukraine didn't do it. They're not saying that Russia did do it. They're just saying the HIMARS strike was ruled out of it. So that's that chunk of it. So it's gone.
So I do actually Russia's remember this. And I remember talking HIMARS. About it because there was a lot of people that went through and they looked at the damage of this. Because, you know, HIMARS, it throws out, well, I guess, certain rounds. So a lot of those little tungsten beads, I believe, are what they are.
I used a lot of HIMARS over in Afghanistan. And those things are, they're big. They're big.
I've never used the HIMARS, so.
It kind of reminded me of the equivalent of like a 500 pound GBU.
Well, I've done those before.
Like when it hits. Yeah. Right. But they slam like multiple. I mean, you can launch just one, you know what I mean? But when we were using, we're launching multiples, just slamming stuff. And it did remind me of like,
so what do they think that this actually ended up being?
They just ruled out it wasn't the HIMARS. Yeah.
So are they saying the Russians went through and killed all 51 of those people last year
No, they're not saying the Russians did it specifically. They're just saying that it was not the HIMARS. So they disputed Russia, saying, like, look, we studied everything. This was not a HIMARS strike.
And this was who? The UN?
The UN.
Mm. Now, are people in Russia going to trust the UN?
No, as a matter of fact. The investigators called on Moscow to allow independent monitors access to the penal colony. At the time of the explosion, held thousands of Ukrainian prisoners of war, including members of the Azov Battalion, who have been defended in the Azov Steel and the Mariupol. You know who I should give a buzz to? Is Cossack Gundy. I've got him. I might give him a buzz.
Cossack Gundy?
Yeah.
Cossack? We have guys coming on, by the way, the end of the month.
Yeah.
Beginning of November, those guys are coming on here. So you get to do the interview with them.
I'm wondering if that wasn't the prison he was held at for a while.
I have no idea. I can't give you the answer to that one.
Yeah. Yep. And then moving on from that, we also have Biden and the worry about like getting aid flowing right now because the Speaker of the House has been vacated.
Now we're talking about this again?
Yeah, we're going to go back and touch on it, but it goes back into Biden's pushing really hard, saying that, it just needs to happen, that it ends up having to get in. They're claiming that there's strong bipartisan support for aid to Ukraine and that it's one of their main priorities to push and get this done.
I don't know, and I would not say that there's strong bipartisan support on the aid of Ukraine. Because didn't you just tell me earlier this morning when I was out there eating my breakfast that Biden has now started building a wall?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Biden's, he's
now
doing
we're
that.
Playing the political games here in America again. So we're going into the 2024 elections, which we keep bringing up. We have the game starting to play. So Biden notices here in America that the border is having the border has a little bit of a crisis, correct? Or no?
Yeah. Yeah, so here, before we talk about the border, this article does a really good job laying this out. And I'm not joking when I say that America's support for Ukraine, their willingness to help out Ukraine is kind of dwindling away. And this news report lays out pretty good. Public supporting for arming Ukraine, which was once at high levels, has eroded in recent months. A September 24th ABC News poll found that 41% of Americans believe the U.S. is doing too much to support Ukraine compared to just 33% in February.
Oof.
That's a lot.
Oof.
And so these members of Congress are voting for their constituents when it comes to doing things. And 40% of their constituents. Now, this is a poll. It didn't give you the sample size or where or anything else, right?
But it like is
they
also
could always
on
skew
a,
polls.
But remember, this is also on a more left-leaning site.
Correct.
Which is, if you want to talk about the people that are going to be polling, they need to poll it in their favor. Mm-hmm. Let's just be truthful about that one as well. So this is a little bit more left-leaning, and they're going to do that same poll on Fox. You're going to have 75% of Americans. You know, there's going to be something crazy.
It's going to be a whack number, which is why I don't trust a lot of polls.
Yeah, but I mean,
but it's telling.
If they had a poll, and their previous poll was 33% just in February, and they held one now, 8% shift in just a few months, think about what 12 more are.
Well, think
six
about
more months.
Well, back then you weren't hearing all the rhetoric from the right.
No, not really.
Now you're hearing more and more of it coming out of, you know, their constituent, or you're hearing more and more of it come out of Congress, and you're hearing more and more of it come out from guys like Elon Musk. You're hearing more and more of it come out from guys like
Elon Musk has been crushing.
Right. You're hearing more and more of it come out from guys like Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson just did another interview with Colonel McGregor, and McGregor's just sitting there trashing on Ukraine. And that stuff. Conor McGregor.
Really?
McGregor.
Did you say Colonel or Connor?
Colonel. He's retired Colonel McGregor.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Conor McGregor, as in like the UFC fighter.
Oh, not okay. Conor. Colonel. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Who gives a shit what Conor McGregor
thinks? I don't know. That's why I had to question you twice. Hold on.
What? Yeah, I don't care, man. It's like listening to celebrities run their mouths on stuff. Like, you're not a political figure. Shut your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, nobody cares. Anyways, but they do have influence, and that's why I think it's important to bring up. You know, it's very important to bring up that fact, because I don't want to give people false hopes. You know, if ABC News is coming out and saying, look, you got 40% of Americans, they're saying we're doing too much. And this is why I put the Budapest Memorandum at the end of this, because people are saying, doesn't the United States, by the Budapest Memorandum, have an obligation to support Ukraine? The answer is no, and we're going to talk about it here in a minute, but we don't.
I was just talking about the fact you went from 33 to 41. And then just here recently, Biden decided to start doing something about the border wall, because that's the only thing if you guys aren't here in America, it's like the only thing that keeps popping up on a daily is what's happening in the border, which is kind of crazy. That's like what keeps happening. And now he's talking about that. So you see, if he started to shift his focus or some of his focus to the border now, when 2 years ago it was like the most racist thing on planet Earth to secure
the border. Yeah, it's racist to do the border. Now he's doing it. Well, I saw a video yesterday of just a horde of immigrants. I don't even know if you call them immigrants. I don't know, but just a horde of people storming the border. And Border Patrol is literally standing there with their lights on, just being like, I don't know what to do.
So, like, those, and the reason why you bring this up is we're not trying to get political. We're just trying to, like, drive home the foundation of actually what is going on. Some of you guys just may be too blind or not want to see what's actually going on, and they're steering a narrative towards most of the people in the world right now. You have for a long time, the Ukraine here in America was the number one talking point for like probably a year. And now it's starting to dwindle and start to shift, because they're noticing that the people inside of America don't really want to, they don't want to talk about Ukraine anymore. They want to worry about what's coming on here in America. So now you're seeing the left, which on the Biden side of the party, starting to have to shift their focus to that side. It's just the whole political party nonsense that we have to deal with here in America. It's pretty much all it is. They're just going to start catering to whatever is hot at that time. And right now it's not Ukraine. And I'm telling you, there is a fall man that's gonna take the blame for the funding that Ukraine is not going to receive come November for their spring offensive. Because remember, that stuff's got to get approved.
It needs to get approved.
So I'm just going to throw this out there here in the next month and a half, when they go to try to get their new funding for the spring offensive, it's going to be much more difficult, because all those people on the Democratic side who's going to be up for re-election after the president election, they don't want to be like, hey, I voted for this and everybody else inside their district didn't want it. You know what I mean? That's
how it's going to go.
That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to sway whichever way that their inner voting is happening inside their area that they're elected for. You know what I mean? That's what's going to happen.
Right.
We're going to see it all across America. They're going to start shifting. They don't want to be sitting like, oh, yo, that person over there voted for, that guy didn't vote for it. They want to be on the side of the aisle where it's like, hey, I'm in the middle. I'm not either for either one of them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yep. All right. You ready to break some hearts?
I'm ready to break some hearts. I'm going to link this
down in the description so everybody can read it. If you can't find it in the description for some reason, go all the way back to the last video we posted. Go into the description. You'll see or go into the comments section. You'll see how many times I posted this. People are always quoting the Budapest Memorandum, saying that the United States, the UK, everybody's got this obligation to support Ukraine. Now, in the last video, I talked about the nuclear proliferation treaty that Ukraine had signed on to, right? And that it guarantees them protection from like the nuclear threat. And this is essentially another document that's kind of going into that. So this was signed on December 5th, 1944. And that's what we have going on. So I'm going to summarize everything as we get into it. But on security assurances in connection with Ukraine's accession to the Treaty of the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. That's why I talked about the treaty in the last video, because this is in connection with the NPT. Okay. We go down, we start looking at it. We have, let's see here. I'm just going to call them the countries: Ukraine, the Russian Federation, the UK and Northern Ireland, and the United States. Welcome the accession of Ukraine to the Treaty of Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons as a non-nuclear weapons state, taking into account the commitment of Ukraine to eliminate all nuclear weapons from its territory in a specified time period. They are confirming the following: that the countries that are signed reaffirm their commitment to Ukraine in accordance with the principles of the CSCE Final Act to respect the independence and sovereignty of the existing borders of Ukraine. So respect the borders of Ukraine. And the CSCE goes all the way back to like the 1970s, but respect the borders of Ukraine. The countries reaffirm their obligation to refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of Ukraine. Same sentence here. And that none of their weapons will ever be used against Ukraine except in self-defense or otherwise in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations. Now, understanding that this is about the NPT, Ukraine joining the NPT, Ukraine giving up their nuclear weapons, when they say that none of their weapons will ever be used against Ukraine except in self-defense or otherwise in accordance with the Charter of the UN, they're talking about nuclear weapons, not small arms fire. Countries reaffirm their commitment to Ukraine in accordance with the principles of the CSCA Final Act to refrain from economic coercion designed to subordinate to their own interests, to the exercise of Ukraine, the rights inherent in sovereignty, and thus to secure advantages of any kind. So don't play political coercion in order to advance your country. Same thing in paragraph 4 here, reaffirm the commitment to seek immediate UN Security Council action to provide assistance to Ukraine. As a non-nuclear weapon state party to the Treaty of the NPT, if Ukraine should become a victim of an act of aggression or an object or threat of aggression in which nuclear weapons are used, that's very important, in which nuclear weapons are used. It's all part of the same sentence. So again, they're saying provide assistance to Ukraine as a member of the NPT when nuclear weapons are used. Again, still concentrating on nuclear weapons. Paragraph 5, all those nations, again, their commitment not to use nuclear weapons against any non-nuclear state, part of the treaty of the NPT, except in the cause of an attack on themselves, their territories, or dependent territories, their armed forces, or their allies, by such a state of in association or in alliance with the nuclear weapon state. Again, nuclear weapons. Then we get into paragraph 6. This actually talks about what to do if that does happen. This is the meat and potatoes. If any of that stuff is violated, what to do? The countries will consult in the event a situation arises which raises a question concerning these commitments. They will consult. Nowhere in this document, nowhere, does it state we are going to defend the Ukrainian borders if Russia invades, any of that stuff. Clearly, Russia is in violation of this document that they signed, right? Soviet Russia. Well, I'm sorry, it was it's beyond Soviet Russia. I'm sorry, no, it wasn't yeah. Soviet Russia. No, it was present Russia. Day. Yeah. I'm sorry, present day. Clearly, they're in violation of this document. Clearly, they're in violation of this document. However, not only has every signatory to this document, minus Russia, upheld their obligations, they've done more than what was originally agreed upon. So when we talk about this, now the argument then becomes a moral argument and says, okay, well, don't we have a moral obligation to do that because, you know, we helped coerce them to give up their weapons to Russia and now we're not protecting them, defending them. Sure, I would agree with that, right? But it's also not what's written down, right? So that's where that's at. And when we talk about the spirit versus the letter, there is nothing even in spirit when it comes to this. When you start reading through it, the spirit of this is basically that everybody is going to respect Ukraine and nobody's going to use nuclear weapons against them. That's the spirit of this document, as I read it. That could be wrong.
Currently, nobody has used nuclear weapons against them.
Say what?
No one's used nuclear weapons
against them. Correct. So does this apply to the current situation?
I'm not a lawyer, but no, I don't think so.
Right. It's 6 paragraphs. Go read it. It's there for you. Determine for yourself.
I mean, from what I understood, I don't think there's really anything we could do.
It's in Ukrainian. It's in Russian. It's signed. Go read it. Go take a look. That's the actual one that's out there. And it all pertains to nuclear weapons, the NPT. Now, the NPT, we went over in the last one. You're welcome to go take a look at that. But as far as the Budapest Memorandum goes, everybody, ladies and gents that are commenting in the section, that's the Budapest Memorandum.
So
6 paragraphs.
I know. We probably heard a lot of feelings over here. And we're not always trying to win hearts and minds. If we were, we'd probably just make the same content over and over again, which I'm sure we can find it on somebody else's channel that just talks about the fact that Ukraine is winning this war currently and what is going on. But we're trying to be as honest as we possibly could. I know we're going to piss a lot of people off, but hopefully you can watch our videos and then go watch the people that are just spewing the stuff that you guys would like to hear so you can just get on with your day and be happy. But you need to know both sides. Right now, we didn't show any of the stuff that they've done in the South.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, it's because it wasn't.
That was it.
It's because it wasn't that much.
That was it.
Once again. That's what I'm trying to get at. I was trying to make a joke.
That was ultimately it. Yeah.
There hasn't been.
There's word on the street that Russia might mobilize up against Stary Mohorovsk and areas like that, but nothing's really came of that yet. So, but other than that,
they've been talking about that for a long time.
I did find a video that I didn't share that was about 1 kilometer outside of Rybov that showed a bunch of dead Ukrainians lying in trenches that are just left out there. Geolocated, confirmed.
War. I don't know. I know what you guys want to tell us. All right. Want me to tell you guys. That's what we got for today. So all you guys with your Budapest, and we've been holding off and trying to figure it out. There you go. There it is. There's all 6 paragraphs. It'll probably take you 2 minutes to read if you actually want to go read it yourself. So we appreciate you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll see you guys. Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow.